ביום דף חב זיין עמד בייס המשנה אין נמנם על הבאים לחתחילה ביום טף בגמור רשי says בגמור מפורש מהי so the rabbi don't have to know what this means אבל נמנם עולה מערב יום טף period ושייכתן ומחלקים ביניהם so ושייכתן רשי רגיר שעבור שייכתן means even though we said that a nimnim ala behemah lechatchila b'yontif, but avol sheichetu hatabach b'loi pisak domin. In yontif, one can go to a tabach, to a butcher, and al shecht b'loi pisak domin, without mentioning in yontif the amount, how much it's worth. He doesn't want a steak for $5 worth. ומחלקן עושי ביניהם, and they'll divide it, it means, it seems this is a chabura of people that are purchasing a behema from a tabach, ומחלקן עושי ביניהם, למוחו יפסיק להם דומהו, and someday he'll tell them how much each one has to pay for what they had taken. Mai einimnim, Oma Rav Yehuda Meshmul ein poiskin domin lechatchila ala behema biyontif. So that's the chmir that Shmuel is saying a chiddush. That means one could learn einimnim ala behema means a fellow without psikas domin. They're coming, they want to be Bailam on the behemoth. And just like there's a din menuyim by Kolben Pesach, so there it doesn't necessarily mean psikas domim. And Shmuel's telling us a chiddush, no. But Stamazai, they want to be owners or be shutfim in the behemoth. That's mutter. Being in Yontif geret wegen Geld. If you don't speak about money, it's mutter. Ein poiskin domen lechatchil al behemah biyontif. That einimnim means ein poiskin domen. The mekach umemke b'shabbos biyontif osa b'sefer Ezra. It says in Nehemiah that this is a chilul Shabbos. Just let's go a little further. Heichi ovit. So now it says in the sefer that so you don't speak about money. He shechts it, and he gives out chalokim. And then, so what happens the next day? How does one know how much to pay? Omar Rav, maybe shtei behemis, umamidam zu etzel zu. When he shechts in Yontif, he brings another behemah. And before he shechts behemah aleph, he brings behemah beit. But Omer, and he says, Zukezu, look at it. This behemah is the same like this behemah, right? The same. And they agree to that. Okay, now we're going to shecht behemah aleph. And the day after Yontif, they bring behemah beis. And now they give a shavius of the chatichas, which they had taken, how much it would be worth from behemah beis. They themselves saw that behemah beis is equivalent to behemah aleph. Let us see Rashi. Heichi ovid diktani sheichetu umechalken b'neim. Heichi ovid sheyedu lamocha kama hoise shova lifseg domel. So how would they know how much it was worth? Lifseg domel. That means they'll start quoting them prices and they won't trust them. So therefore, he takes another behemah, and this behemah, and he just tells them, Zukezu, Mevelem b'yontav shtei behemah shavis, v'yayma ru'u shezukezu, ulamachol, and the day of yontav shomim es haneseres. The Mishnah brings down, that means this problem is that they don't trust the tabach. So mevela they have to have with what to be mishayah, the shabbos of what they had purchased. So that's why you need a behemah around on the next day of Yom to figure out the pisak domim. if they trust him, so Mimela, so there's no problem. You have to bring a second behemoth. So he'll shech this behemoth and he'll give out chalokim, and the next day he'll send them a bill. Tanya nami hochi, lo yoyma odom lechaveire ereini imach besela ereini imach bishtayim, aboloyma loy ereini imach lemechze vleshlish lerevia. Let us see Rashi. Now we're bringing a raya to Shmuel. The Baraisa said, "Areini imoch nimna al behemezu b'sela." Behind the Shmuel, the Omar in Poiskin la domim biyonte. So that was the chiddush of Shmuel. It seems Shmuel said a chiddush that we don't learn pshat kepshuta in the Mishnah. Ein nimna al behemezu means a chul without psikas domim. So we bring that now. The Braise says, "Lo yoyma odom chveire hareini nimne imach ashi as a nimne b'sela." The whole Israel nimne is only if we mention money. But if we don't mention money, even though we mention percentages, he wants to possess half of the behemah, a third of the behemah. That's muta, as long as you don't speak about money. That what the Mishnah says, Avol nimnim oleo me erev yontev. So what is the chiddush over there? So erev yontev, they made the psikas domim. So that's posh. The erev yontev, you're allowed to do everything. But that's what it's a mayor the chiddush, that the chiddush is that, I mean, lemaise, if there was a psikas domim erev yontev, so lemaise, they spoke out that for this chalik of the behemah, they can pay so much and so much. That was Erev Yontev. And he gives it to them in Yontev. So the Emerson, the Gemar HaMekach is in Yontev. It means when they take it, now they owe him this amount of money. Then Emerson Gemar HaMekach in Yontev. There's a Psikas Domim, now there's a Gemar HaMekach. Afal Pikain, since we don't speak about it, so it's permissible. I mean, if you talk about money, that's a zilzal and yontiv. But if you don't speak about money, it is permissible. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Rab Yehuda Omer shoykel odom bosor keneged akli, ay keneged hakoyfetz. Rab Yehuda holds that a person is permitted to weigh bosor keneged akli. It means like this, normally the scales, they were weights. So that's a maisa choyl to weigh meat in yontif. So instead of having a weight on one side, you'll put a keli there, or a koifetz. A koifetz is a long knife. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and Mitzvah Yontif, you'll weigh the knife and you'll know how much he bought. He bought the equivalent of the knife. And how much does the knife weigh? That will forget Mitzvah Yontif. So that is mutter because that's not a ma'isachil. There's a shinui. B'chachomim oimrim eim ashkichim b'kaf maznayim kolika. You're not ma'ayin in a scale whatsoever. You mean you have nothing to do with a scale in yontif. Let us see Rashi. Rab Yehuda oimer, shoykel odom bosor, tabach hamoichel bosor b'mishkol. He's selling meat b'mishkol, so weight, he's selling a weight. Afal pi she'oso lishkel b'litro. You're not allowed to weigh it with weight. Aina ma'isachil. That's a nukda dachil. That's a tachil dekezach. Mutahu lishkel keneged akeli. Keneged akeifetz. Sakin godu shekoitzum baybosa. The ikashinoi. So this already is not a ma'isachil. But they have a ma'isach dachil. This is not a nukda dachil. You don't do like this during the week. And the chachamim say, ein mashkichin, ein ma'ainin. You don't look at all in a maznayim, in a scale. You don't, and you can't weigh it. Afilu ayidei shini also. my kol ika, amav Yehuda amashmul, afilu l'shamroi min ha'achborim. My kol ika, so Rashi says, my osel ribuye hai kol ika, name of Rachamim Oisrim, kol ika. Afilu shamroi min ha'achborim, inoisin oisei b'meznaim atluyim b'yoseit gavoye, if there's a scale hanging, and he wants to put meat into the scale, because he wants the achborim shouldn't get to it. So that's also also. That's also also because people will not know what his intentions are. V'hu detalye betrite. So Rashi says, v'hu detalye betrite, betabas she'toylen oysen bo she'shoiklen. That when you weigh, the scale used to hang on this tabas. The merzi can noisnoi l'shem mishkol. It looks like he put it there for weighing purposes. So that's the ivra of the Mishnah. Rashi said, ein mashkichin bekav maznayim. So Rashi said, ein mashkichin ein ma'aynin. Now here, there's no ian over here. When you're going and putting it in the scale, I think, emashkichem bekafim was 9 period. You cannot use a scale for weighing purposes. That's the first half. Then there's a new maimer of kolika. You can't use a scale period at all, not for weighing purposes. Not the fat emashkichem. Here there's the din of emashkichem. You can't even use a scale because it's a marasayim bekadin. The merzi kenoisnoi l'shem mishkol. For Oma Rabbi Yehuda Oma Shmuel, Tabuch Umen Osa Lishkel Bosor Biyat. Let us see Rashi. Tabuch Umen, Sheyedeya, he's an Umen, he's a butcher by profession, experience, Sheyedeya Lechaven Mishkel Kineged Mishkel Biyodov. He knows, that means, we'll see in Rashi, Osa Lishkel Bosor Biyat, Leches alitro biyodei achas. He's going to hold the weight in one hand. Vabosor biyodei acheres. Ulechave. And he doesn't use a scale. He himself is in place of the scale. He holds the weight in one hand and then he can feel the bosor is equivalent to the weight. The bochel nami kiven de umenu bekach. Since Bechoyl, if he's an Umin, see, he doesn't need a scale during the week. Zulchei Hochi, Shatabach Umin is Osa. Now, before we go further, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is Choylik on Rashi, and the Loch, we don't paskin like Rashi. The Rosh is on Daf, Memches Amid Aleph. The Rosh says as follows. It's in the middle of the second Omer, Amen Ches Amad Aleph. Perish Chai, Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Tabach Umen, Oso Lishkel Bosor Biyad. Perish Rashi, Shelekech HaBosor Biyodei Achas, HaMishkul Biyodei Acheres, Umechaven HaMishkul. He's able to be Mechaven the weight of the two. Mashme, davke b'chiyai gavna osa, shedoy melechach maznayim. This is similar to a scale. He's the scale. Avol im yedeye lechaven hamishkol biyodei achas. But what if he's such a mumche, that he knows how much a pound of meat weighs? He doesn't need to hold another pound, a weight in the other hand. He holds a pound. You know, this is a pound. So it's not like a maznayim. It's mutter. Leinire. Dimkein avol elameimel, so he should have ended up by saying avol shoykel. Let us see the gilsas abach by the base. Avol shoykel biyodei achas. It shouldn't say stamazoi. Tabuchum osa lishkel bosel biyad. So it should say b'hani mili b'shtei yodois. Avol biyodei achas is mutter. That's what it should have said. Let's see the loshna bach alavadai. The afilu biyodei achas osa. That a filu with one hand, fakert, if he's a tabach umin, So memele, safilu, one hand is also osa. V'chein nire minate sefte, tektone, avul shoykel, biyodoy umeiniach. That's the Lodigis Sabach. The sefte says that a person is permitted to weigh with his hand. He feels this is a pound, so memele, that is permissible. The im hoyo tabach umen la yishko biyodoi. He's a tabach umen, he should not be shayko biyodoi. Vibnei she yodoi ke mishkal, because his hand is like a scale. A tabach umen who could, has this chush and helgish that he can know if this is a pound of meat, 5 pounds of meat. So mameila tabach umen is also, so that's the difference between not a tabach umen and a tabach umen. Not a tabach umen, he doesn't have this chush to feel if this is a pound or 2 pounds. A tabach umen, yodai kemishkel, his hand is like a scale. Avol choytech besakin, v'noisen lozet lozet. So, but it says further in the Tesefte, but if this person is a tabach umen, and he knows how to cut a pound of meat. He doesn't have to hold it in his hand, so that's called an uvda dechil. But to cut it, and he knows how to cut, that he'll cut a pound of meat, that is permissible. Since he's not weighing, so this is permissible. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a person is permitted to go over to this butcher and tell him, give me a pound of meat. And there's nothing wrong with saying a pound. A pound is telling him an amount. To say to give me $5 worth of meat, that's pisik domim, that's nyantav geret. You don't speak about such things in nyantav. But to say give me a pound of meat, I'm just telling him how much meat I want. And he'll go and he's a mumche, he knows how to cut a pound of meat. That is permissible. Yeah, the Shari Tshuva brings down a shaila. There was some mice that they had to buy meat from a goy in Yom Tov. They couldn't buy the meat erev Yom Tov. It was a chogev by the goy. So they had to buy the meat in Yom Tov. So they asked, and they debuted their shayla, if you're allowed to go to the goy and tell him, I want a pound of meat. What's the goy going to do? The goy is going to put on the scale. That's what the goy is going to do. He wants to say, you say that's also mutter. I mean, that was the guy is putting on, the yid is not allowed to put on the scale because that's uvda dechil. That's if the yid is the moicha. Here the guy, I mean, what's came on was the guy tut. The guy is permitted to put on the scale. That's his chesedin. I'm just telling him I want a pound of meat. I want to tell him how much meat I want. So the Shai Tshuva brings down from the interview that will also be mutter. So la locha we paskin like the Rosh. We pass like the Rosh, that a filu with one hand is also us, a yodei kemishko. We also passkin that a, not a tabach umen with two hands is also. Not a tabach umen, that means we passkin that what Rashi says is also filu not for tabach umen. If you hold one hand away, and in another hand he's holding the meat, that is also also that fakat that is also that it also is uvdid the chil. I saw the Mishnah Halacha Klaus Ashaila, he says, but let's say not a tabachumin, is he permitted to pick up a weight of a pound? So he puts down the weight and then he picks up the meat. So he wants to be mitzadid that Lucherid should be mutter. I mean, it could be the whole issa is that to hold a weight and meat in both hands, that is also, that's like a, that already is considered weighing. But if he's doing it at two different zmanim, he's just picking up a weight now, so the stamzei kosher is not doing anything picking up a weight, he just wants to know for himself more or less how much a pound weighs, and then later he'll pick up the boso. So he wants to be mitzadeh that this is mutter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, tabach umen osa lishkel boso b'mayim. Let us see Rashi. What is this? B'mayim, sheyesh loy shnosois, That means there's a keli that has lines on it, the simonim bikli, the noisnim by mayim, a simonim medim oisai kama hamayim oilem lamaylo, bishvil litra boso, shekvar shire lekach. That means he knows that if it displaces so much water, that a litra displaces so much water. So by putting it into a keli sheyesh by mayim, so memela is so just like wine. So that is also. Now it's very interesting why they need a tabach umen for this. So the rosh lemaise doesn't bring down tabach umen. The Rosh brings down Omar Yehuda Mashmul Osa Lishkel Bosel B'mayim, period. Perhaps, I don't know, if Agilse says Dafke Tabach Umen, perhaps Pshat is that the Tabach Umen nu Pshat in the lines. That means, Rashi says over here that he knew Shekvar Shirei Bekach Eilam La Bishvil Litros Boshe Shekvar Shirei Lekach. So Memele, so when the Tabach Umen puts it in, he knows that went up two lines, so that's a pound of meat. So that's called his weighing. A person who's not a Tabach Umen, he knows how much did he sell? Two lines. What does that mean? We'll have to find out tomorrow to look in the directions what that means. But also could be that is Pshat in why not, according to Agilse, why not a Tabach Umen is permitted to do it. Va'oma Rav Chiya bar Ashi osa lasais beis yad bebosa. They used to make a beis yad nekev lecheis boy. That they make a hole in the meat that they should be able to hold it. Mustama, they brought home the meat. They didn't have bags then, Mustama. So they used to, how do you hold on to the meat? So they used to make a hole and it was able to hold on to the meat. So also lasays beis yad beboso omaravine ubiyodo shori. But if he'll make this hole with his finger, so that is permissible. Let us see Rashi. Beis yad nekev lecheis boy. To make a nekev lecheis boy ubiyodo shori. Linkoiv bets boy, to make a batlonish a hole with his finger, not a professional beis yad, shori, the lav derecholu, this is not the way they do it b'chol. B'chol they make a geheriga hole. Avo besakin derecholu, kshemoicha boso, when he sells boso, oise boy beis yad, v'noisne lekech lelichi lebeisoy, that is the service the merchant does for the lekeach, after he sells him, he assists him that he should be able to carry it home, so he makes a beis yad for him. It's very interesting that here Rashi says a Megillah. Rashi says, "Be'etzboi shori the lav derechelu, not derechelu. Avo besakin derechelu." So that's why it's also. Now shemoicha boso oisa by bei. Now explains why it's shemoicha boso oisa by bei. Shat. Rashi says the whole reason why it is also. For example, Rashi in the Mishnah, Tabach Hamoicha Boso B'Mishkel Afa B'Shosa Lishkel B'Litre Da'ainu Maisa Choyl. There Rashi said if it's a Maisa Choyl, Rashi didn't go to Megillah Mekech Hamemke is also. And then the Kishinah will have a Maisa Dachel. There Rashi said, it's only a Maisa Chayl. it's not a Maisachil, if it's not a Maisachil, it's Mutav, it's a Maisachil, it's also. Here Rashi says, Derechil, Derechil, and then Rashi feels ois, Beyontav, so Roshans, as a hacker, Shemekach, Mem, Kamuta, boy, see Rashi. So my Shvogim wanted to tell you that there's two things. In the Mishnah, when it comes to weighing meat, that's a Maisa, that's a Uvde Dachil, that's also Mitzavazmi, that's in the selling process, they weigh meat. That's an uvda d'chayil. So that is also, you don't have to say Torah why this is also. This is a service, this is a service after after you sell it already. This is a service what the merchant does for the purchaser. He makes a nice convenient nekiv to enable him to carry it home easier. Shouldn't have difficulties carrying it home. So Rashi doesn't call this a Maisa Chil. Maisa. This Rashi says Derechil. This is normally done B'chil. So here Rashi has to say this is a service what a Meichel does for Lekeach. So here we have to show that Mekechememke Yisoid is also, this is not a Maisachel, this is a Derechel. So here we have to do a Pa'ule to show Shemekechememke Mutabay. He says, in Yisoid, this is a smaller Yisoid than Mishkol. That's a Uvde Dechel. This is a Derechel. Agavulche, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two dayas, and we see Klal Rashi holds like the second daya. One day he brings down that a person is not allowed to make a whole afilu, not mekech memker, afilu for himself. He wants to hang up, he has a piece of meat and he has to hang it up, he has to put it someplace, he wants to make a whole. So there's one day that holds that this is also, you're not allowed to. The lashon of the Mechaber is ein neikvin nekev beboso besakin litloisoi boy. I will be yad muta. So the Mishnah Berurah says miloshen zeh mashme. Tafilu balabayis laatzmoy. Ein leilas is nekev beboso hashochid. Kedei sheyuchel litloisoi alakoisel. A balaboso is a piece of meat. Now he has to hang it up someplace, so you have to make a nekev. So that's how other Rishonim learned. That's Rashi v'shal poiskim. So because so we see that Rashi is telling us over here that bedavke it's not something is to make a nekev litleis boy. It is davke a meicher is not permitted to make it. Then the Mishnah Berurah clears a shaila according to the first day that you're not allowed to make a nekev in boso. The last is nekev b'chatiches afikaymen b'pesach litloisay to make a nekev in the afikaymen. To hang it up, nira de lekul alma mutar afilo besaket. So this is permissible. So in the Shabbat he says, "Well, that's anira da afilo le dayer ishoyne nira de shori leishayich bezeh atam shleyase de bechil gam kein lav minik kavuahu baafikaymen." That means by meat, everyone had this problem. I mean, you have to hang up the meat, so they made up professional holes that this was us. It's also a derechel, but there's like there's no minik of by afikaymen. It seems so. Emela, that's what he wants to say. Shem zeh tam shel yesh b'chol gam kelav min kavua b'afikayim. Then he wants to say another mahalach that I was learning b'chol a different pshat li gemara. Yeah, that is this gemara. Omar Rav Huna muta lasayis simin b'bosa. To make a simin, I said, this is already, to make a nekev, this is already a, this is more psan of the choyl or it's derech mekta. That's what usually a meicha does for all ikeyeh. But muta lasayis simin b'bosa. To make a simin, ki od rabbe b'Rav Huna mechatech lo atlas karnese. Abba Rav Huna used to, when he got his meat, he used to ask the butcher to make it into triangles, that he should have assumed that this is his meat. Zot Rashi, b'simin b'boso, sholiyachlifu hanoisei, they shouldn't switch it. Atlas karnesik, shayim shaleyach haboso lebeisoi, v'yrogil lasis kol chatiche bala sholish kronis, they know that this is the meat that he purchased. Zot the Gemara weiter, Rab Chiye v'Rab Shimon b'Rebbi shoiklin mone keneged mone b'yontiv. Now, before we were speaking about selling when a moicha wants to sell to olekeich a certain weight of meat, the machlokes, the tanakame, and the chachamim. Now, the Rav Chiya v'Rav Shimon were dividing. That means they had meat which belonged b'shutfus to them. So when they divided the meat in yontiv, ishoiklim monik neged monik b'yontiv. They didn't weigh the meat. They took two. It wasn't a weight in meat. They took two pieces of meat and one on each side of the scale to ensure that both are getting the same size of meat. Shoiklim mone keneged mone beyond. So the Gemara says, this Amerika kula, keman loy ke Rabbi Yehuda, for loy ke Rabbon. Ik Rabbi Yehuda ha omar shoikol odom bosar keneged akeili. Oy keneged akoifetz. Keneged akeli yain, keneged midi achin yalei. This is a shinui. That means it's not a weight. You're taking something which is not used as, or using it as a weight. But here, this is already more kedalke. This is a very practical way of dividing chalokim. You put the one on one side of the scale, the other side of the scale. Iker abona, ha'omre ein mashkichim bekaf maznayim kolika. So what's pshat? Inu the Ovid Kerab Yeshua. So Rab Shimon b'Rebbi and Rab Chiya, they held like Rab Yeshua. The Sanya Rab Yeshua ima shoiklin mona k'neged mona beyond. Rab Yeshua said klar that this is permissible. Let us see Rashi. Rab Chiya v'Rab Shimon b'Rebbi k'shehoyu chilkin bosar b'neim. Hayishoiklan oisa mone keneged mone beyantiv. They used to have one chelik opposite the other chelik. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, no, keneged kli in. The bechoil lab ochi ulche. So that's not the derech to use as a weight, samazay a keli or a sake. Ava mone keneged mone. If you want to divide chalokim, that's how you divide them. So the Gemara said that they hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Omar Rabbi Yosef, halachik Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Hoyul usnan bebchayres kevosei. Bchayres, we have a similar inyan, that one is not permitted to weigh meat. And money can I get money as mutter. This nan psule amagdoshim anosan lahegdish, b'shoiklin money can I get money bibcher. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, oyos nan bibcher is kebosei, the Osa Lishkel, the Limker Bacher Palmu, Sheshachte Koyim Belitre. Then we have a similar halacha, the one that's not permitted to weigh and to sell the meat of a Bacher Palmu, Shlei Lasseis Maise Chil Bekotchen, the Bezoinu, or Ketoni, so there it says, even though you're not allowed to weigh the pieces of meat of a Bacher Palmu, but Ketoni, the money, can I get money? And over there we're selling the Yedeya Kama Mishkol Rishayna. There we're not dividing. There we're selling. And he knows how much the first mona weighed. Vishaykel Kenek the Muta. Alma Lav Uvde Dachel Choshevlei. If you're not allowed, it's a bizoyin to weigh meat of a Pchel Balmum. Afal Pikain, if it's mona connected mona, so by says it's Muta. So Mamela, so therefore we, Lalocha, we should paskin. Rav Yosef said, "Halacha we should paskin like Rav Yeshua and Yontev, because by prayer we also paskin that money connected money is mutter." This nan we learned in the Mishnah: "Psule amakdoshim anosan lahegdish b'shoiklin money connected money b'prayer." So Rashi says, to "Understand this. We have to see this safer the masnis and naka." The reisha hochi isa. The reisha of the Mishnah says as follows: "Kol psule amakdoshim." Nimkorim beitlis v'nishkolim belitre. Psulei amekdoshim, you're permitted to sell in a market v'nishkolim belitre. You're allowed to weigh them with weights. Chutz min apchir v'hamaisa, which is not permitted to be sold in a market and to be to weigh. Why? Shanayos on the bailam, because the prophets of this mechire, the only gets it. Avo psulei amekdoshim and the yosom lehegdish. The prophets of psulei amekdoshim, the prophets go to hegdish. That's the reish. Vishoiklin mone kenegen mone bebcher. But bcher that is also to, you're not allowed to be shokloi belitre, avo mone kenegen mone is mut. V'chein perush, this is pshat in the Mishnah. Kol kochim bale mumim sheniftu bemumim, af al pi shedayin mitzas kedusha aleim. There's still some kedusha on them. She'osro nakosuv begize ba'avoyde k'demrine bebcheres, that means even though after p'diye, still not chulun legamri, it's also begize ba'avoyde, tizbach legize. Afilohochi, even though there's a mitzvah kedusha, so there'd be a svara to say that we should not be mezalzel and sell it beitlis, to sell it in a market to be shoykel belitre. After pikan, we are mezalzel. Noigim ma'ase chulim behem bezu shenishchotim beitlis v'nimkorim beitlis belitre. You're allowed to shecht it in a butcher store, on the mokim, in the barabim, and you weigh it. Chutz min apcher v'amais. Shanoyes mechiroson b'yoyker eino lehegdish, elo lebailo. Now, that means if it will be sold, the bosser of a pcher, if it will be sold, be'itlis, so who's gonna derive the profit from it? That means, if it's sold in the itlis and it's sold belitre, you can get more money from it. That's there's a bigger demand, there's more customers, and you can get more money for it. So who's going to get the profit? The owners. Ain't it like this? El lebailim. Lefi she'ain lahem pidyon b'mumam liyes demem nechnasim l'kedushasam. The money will not be given to Hegdish. The becher nemalei sipod, the b'maisa nemalei yigoyl. Ella necholim lebailim b'mumah. There is no dimpid. You know, we learn out that b'chayra ma'isa anechol b'mumah. Hilkach, ein noigim b'ma'isa chulim b'mechiras psor. Therefore, we are not mezalzel in the boso b'chayra ma'isa k'shenofo b'mum v'shochtem ha'bailim. The bailim the b'chayra koin, bailim the ma'isa Yisrael. That means, why should we mezalzel? It has a kedusha to it. And who's going to get the money? Hedyeh. So, for that the Hedyot should get money, that's not a sufficient reason to be mezalzel in the Basel Bechir. Aber shar psuli amekdoshim hanoyis mechirosen biyoykele hegdish. That means the more money you'll get for the behemah, the more money will go to hegdish. So since if it will be sold beitles or belitre, more money can be gotten for it. So memele, so if I can, so if you can get more money for it, so you do it, even though it's a zulzul in the bosa. So frekt Rashi, vafapi shekvar niftu koidem shchite. What are you talking about money now? The hegdish got their money before the shchite already. Was nift the koidem shchite. Dot koidem p'diye ein shchotim. You can't shecht it before p'diye. The boy hamod varoch, you have to stand up the behemoth. So you can only be paid a behemoth before shchite. So why am I also now after the shchite? For lohochi anois mechiyosen beyoikel hegdish shlefima sheyedeya shanosa yofe. That means that we have to be a reyes anoylad. That means if he'll be able to sell it in an oifen to be able to make more profit, so the pidyon is, you give more money to the gizbo to begin with. That means that the value of the behemah is dependent on how it will be able to be sold later. Be able to be sold in a butcher store, so it's worth more money. So the gizbo asks more money l'chatchila for it. If it won't be sold in a butcher store, so it's not worth so much money. So therefore, in order to enable the gizbo to get more money, we're mizalzel in the bosa. L'fikach mevazin oisei l'moichi mitres, shakel poinim shom, there you have a lot of customers, likach bosa. Now, a bukhair, hegdish isn't deriving any benefit. And who's gonna, the coin is gonna get money. So there, you're not allowed to be, there already we have to be chas on the kedusha of the bukhair. So there, b'shoikle money can get money, k'shemoyche b'soich abayis. So there you're also not permitted to sell it per litre, but you sell it money can get money. Alme ki agavne lav mishkel hav. So that was Rabbi Yosef Seichoche. That lalocha we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, just like by prayer. Even though mishkel belitre is also b'monek neged mones mutter, so the same thing by yontif. Just like mishkel belitre is also b'monek neged mones mutter. That was Rabbi Yosef Shtikter. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, V'dul Malohi. Maybe it's not the same. It can't be Medame B'chor to Yomtev. Ad kan lekomar Rabbi Yeshua Hoche Ela Deleke B'zoyin Kotshim. Aval Hosem Dike B'zoyin Kotshim Loi. Could be the school that Rabbi Yeshua was making money connected money. That's Tavke by Yomtev. There's no Bezoyin Kotchim, but could be, when there's a Bezoyin Kotchim, it wouldn't be matter money connected money. So could be Kotchim is more humble than Yontif. So my male, it's no right that Rabbi Yeshua holds like them. Inami, Avkale, Kamre, Bon, and Hosom, Elamishim, Le, Merzik, Uv, De, De, Choyl. Avaloche, De, Merzik, Uv, De, De, Choyl, Loi. Zogt Rashi, Loi. They don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua svir lai bebchayr de shorit. Ad kalei kam rabbonon hosam el day ovid maise de chayr. The hosam mechirehi. Over there, we're selling the b'sar b'chayr. Bein derech lishkel bosor hanimkar b'mone keneged mone. That's taka ashinui. That means when you're selling meat, you don't use the weight is not another money. Even though you wait first the money, that is not the derech mechire. So mail, if it's not the derech mechire, so mail, then you're allowed that's permissible. So it's not called amaisa dechil. One doesn't sell meat like this. Aval hoche gabi rabchiye verabshimim berebi ka'ov di uvdin dechil dechiluki. Here there's no selling. Here they're dividing chatiches. That's the dividing. That's how you divide. This is mamish and uvdin dechil. That's how you divide chatiches. So you cannot bring a raya that the rabbonon who are matter mekech or memker al yidei money connected money, which that is not the derech to sell that way. So you cannot bring a raya that they also be matter chaluke money connected money, because chaluke is that is the derech as money connected money. Yeah, so maybe it's no right. Here, Lalach, we pass on that money connected money is takos, we don't pass on to Yosef. Le memre, so the Gemara Sakashe, now this whole mice is a very interesting mice, that when they divided in Yontif, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Berebi, they waited to see that each one is getting the right amount. Le memre, the Kopti Adodi, that these two people were makbed, the one will get more. Vahanu shev benise, the osu lebei Rebbe. Seven fish were brought to Rebbe's house. Vishtaker, and it seems that Rebbe gave Reb Chiya permission to take from the fish, and Reb Shimon, his son, to take from the fish. Vishtaker chomish minayu bei Reb Chiya. We found that five of the fish Reb Chiya took for himself. Lekopid Reb Shimon Berebi. Reb Shimon was a son of Rebbe. He was left over with two fish, and there was no akpoder. He takes five, I'll get two. It's ma'ichet good. So we see that these two people, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Berebi, they didn't look at such petty things, you'll get more or less. Look at such a cheshbon, he took five and he took two. And here we're speaking about dividing pieces of meat. Here they're weighing it, money, can I get money? Omar Rav Pope, Shodi Gavre Benayo. I Reb Chiya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ubal Kapor. Yeah, the Maise was not recorded correctly. Napshat is, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon and Berebi were shoklin money connected money. Reb Chiya, if the mice was with Reb Chiya, it was with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi. The mice was with Reb Shimon and Berebi, it was with Baal Kapore. Let us see Rashi. Umikobdi adodi, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon and Berebi lachlik boso be mishko, loim mevatrin ze lo ze, v'noitling ze mishel ze mishem chibe. That's so they weren't makbed at all. Tahani shev benise shive dogim shebol le Rebbe v'nimtze shenotl Reb Chiya chomish v'lichen lebeisoy v'kopid Reb Shimon b'Rebbe loimim shel ovi hu nisen yoisi b'meni. He got this from my father, he's taking more than me. Garnish. Reb Chiya v'Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi hoya oisin shecholku שאינו ירגים לקח זה עם זה, רב שמעון ברבי ובעל כפור. So it seems it's a very interesting Gemara. That means we would perhaps think that Rab Chiya, רב שמעון ברבי, when we first looked at the Maisa, we look at the Maisa of Dogim. He takes five fish, he takes two fish. So we look at this Maisa like these are people that are Lamaila, Fanelam Hazadik in Yonim, was five fish, two fish, machtachapsachilik, psazoy, it's lemal lemerit. That's how we look at it. So the Gemara says no. Pshad is, somehow, Reb Chiya with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi, that wasn't Pshad over there. Pshad was that between these two, it was a moira de kechibe, some emela, so there it didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything to Rab Shimon if Rab Chiya will take five fish, because he was Rab Chiya.
But if it was not a Rab Chiya, you have a Cheshbin Rab Shimon Berebi Bar Kapore. Bar Kapore is a fine yid. About Kaponim, we bought meat b'shutfis, so we have to see, who gets what and how much each person gets. And it seems there's no avl in this. No, by these two, the gevalde kechibe between Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon Berebi, so these were considered petty in Yonim, and they were mevata. Ein mashchizin es zut the Mishnah weiter. Ein mashchizin es asaken beyonte, aber mesia al gabi chavota. You can't. So Rashi says ein mashchizin agvaiser belaz. You can't sharpen a saken, aber mesia al gabi chavota. The Mishani Miderechel, so then this is permitted. Omar Abune, Loishonu Elo B'mashcheze Shel Evan. The whole Iser of Mashchizim is Dafke with a Mashcheze Shel Evan, Avo B'mashcheze Shel Eitz. So Rashi says, the Misakne Lei Shapir, this Smakenis, the Misakenis Le Shapir, Mashchez Shalavan makes a good job. The Merzi Kimisakin Bechel. Kimisakin Kederish Shemisakin Bechel. I mean, this is a professional tikkun, and that they answered. But Bishal Eitz, that doesn't do such a good job, so Mamela, that is permitted in Yontar. Now, on this member of Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmu, Ho da Amrit shall even also leymoren elo lechadido. That what you differentiated between Evan and Eitz, that's Davke lechadido. If he wants to sharpen it, avo lahavir shamnu nisa. But if the whole purpose of rubbing it on the mashchez shall even is just to take off the fats, is muta. Michlal. So the Gemara is medayik from Rav Yudah Meshmu, the Bishel Eitz, Afilu Lachadu Donami Muta. It means that the Mashchezes is, Shel Evan is only also Lachadito. We said Shel Eitz is Muta, Afilu Lachadu is Muta. Ike de Masni Lo Aseife. Rav Yudah Meshmu said his memre on the Seife of Rafun. Rafun is that Bishel Eitz Muta, on Rav Yudah Meshmu. Hod amrit bishal eitz mutar lo yamoron elu lahavir shamnonis. That's only mutar to take off that the kule of hune was only shamnonis. Aber lechadida osa michlal de bishal even afilu lahavir shamnonis osa. So if he said it on the safe, as it comes out of chumre, that even will be yosa afilu lahavir shamnonis. Ike de masni lo amasnisim. Now others said that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul did not say this shtik teira on the memra of Rav Huna, but he said it on the Mishnah that differentiates between amashchezes and mesia agabi chavuto. The Mishnah says amashchizin asasakim biyontev omar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul loishon elo lechadado avol ahave shamnonisim muta. Echlaud agabi chavuto, afilu lachadido namimut. Vike de masna lo aseife, avu mesi agabi chavuto, am ravido mishmu, loishon elo lahavir shamna nisa. Avu lachadido osa, am echlaud de meshchezins, afilu lahavir shamna nisa osa. Period. So we have here different lashonis, that either machma or meikl. What does Rashi say? Mechlal de Bishel Eitz, Gemara Kadai, Midouki Rav Yehuda Isure Bishel Evan Bilechadido, Mechlal, that's all this of Bishel Eitz, Mechlal de Bishel Eitz, Av Lechadido Shori, the Mai de Osa Rapune Bishel Evan, Shori de Chaboso, Bishel Eitz. Ike de Masalo de Rav Yehuda Aseife, de Milse de Rapune. Ike de maslo de Rav Yehuda amas nisim, belava milsei de Rav Huna. It's not going to be chalon Rav Huna. L'chadido have a tikkun. Now Rashi explains. That's a tikkun in the Sakin. L'have shamnunis ein ele kadocha ba'alme. Zogte gemore weiter. Man tane de mashchezes osa. Omar Rav Chisde de loike Rav Yehuda. This nan. We learned in the Mishnah ein bein yontif. L'shabes eloichol nefesh bolvat. And Rabbi Yehuda mater av machshiri yoichol nefesh. So Rav Chisda is saying a whole Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, afilo machshiri yoichol nefesh is muta. Oma leirove le Rav Chisda, so he seems to be saying that the Mishnah is shalei with the hilchese. Tashinen mishimcha lochek Rabbi Yehuda, we could be mefarsam this. Yeah, this is a very good 100%. With Ake Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you could be mefas of this. Rashi, Darshin, Emati Rav Machshirich al Nefesh, V'taymish of the Dorish Yas Alochem, L'chol Tzorcheich. Darshin in Mishimcha, Nidrash Mishimcha. Oma Rav Nechemye Bereide Rav Yosef, Aveka Imne Kami Derove. I was standing in front of Rove, to have a comma aber, le sakine apume didikula. What does Rashi say? Ma aber le sakine apume didikula, mishapshev sakin al pi hasal. Va omri le, le chadida ka ovid ma, oi la have shamnonise. Now, why were you doing this? So it seems from the Hidus Loshna Gemara that the Emerson is the Puma de Dikula is equivalent to Tamash Ezra Shal Aids or Messiah Gabi Havata, which was not the most perfect oifen you could sharpen a knife. So, but we had Lashainis that only that is mutter. That is according to our Mishnah. That is only mutter lahavish shamnunise. That was the lashonis lachumah. So mestama. This is. So he asked him. So were you mata puma didikula lahavish shamnunise or lachadida? Va'omar li lahavish shamnunise. So he's telling me two things. He says that. Dafke puma de dekule is mutter, dafke lahavir shamnanisa, all chumras, nipaskin, like the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Bechazisi le daite, but I saw, that's what he told me, the lechadida kovid. I was watching him, he was really doing it lechadida. Ukesova haloche vein moirin came, but he held, mikra didn't we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, some emele, so maybe so it should be muta, nor he did halach ve'meirin ke. For Omar Abai, avakim nekami demar, stamar Abai, avakam aver sakine asifso derechaye, and derechaye, v'omri lei ayestem lechade dokaboy mar elahave shamlonise. V'omar li lahave shamlonise. V'chazisi ledaite lahadre Ka'ovid, and I saw he wanted to delchadid the ka'ovid. K'sav aloche vein meirinke. Yeah. So aloche, so what does Rashi say? Aloche k'rab Yehuda muta kolish lasis avlein meir l'rabbekech lo yizalzulu av she'efshe lasisim yibayyoyim. That they shouldn't be mezalz if it was efshel asayisim v'ayyim. The cholhani the sharin occasion is kalkul beyonte. Rabbi Yehuda we makeu oy shal yesmel tolet can mean lekamad lehita Rabbi Yehuda elav machshirim she efshel asayison may erev yonte. Zokte gemore weiter iboyilu mau laharis sakin lechocham beyonte. What is this? Mal laharis atabor sakin lechochem beyontef livdoik. Shetilu chachomim al atabochim laharis sakin lechochem koidem sheyishchayt shum behemet. Umal lasis kein beyontef.
let's stop with this Rashi over here. Then we'll go a little further. So what the shaila is, the din is that Tabuch has to show a Talmud Chochem the Sakit, and so you're permitted to do it. Rav Mori Berei de Rabizne Shori Verabonon Osri Verav Yosef Omar. So it's a toss. Rav Yosef Omar Talmud Chochem Roye La'atzmoy U'mashilo La'achere. So Rav Yosef said he holds it also. The Tabuch is not permitted to show the Talmud Chochem the Sakin, but the Talmud Chochem is permitted to look at his Sakin and lend it to the Tabuch. So Rashi says, Roye La'atzmoy Bebeisoy Sakin Sheloy. Now let's go back to Rashi. Now we have to understand what the shaila is over here. What's so bad about showing a sakin to a Talmud Chochem? So Rashi before says, let's go, my last game beyond, mi merzi ke uvde de chol, da av she milse, she datoy limker be itles, ilay merzi. Seems he's selling meat. So Mamela, if she does such a thing, she's selling meat. So Mamela, the Gemara declares that it's Afshe Milse. The Rashba says he doesn't understand the Svara too well. He says, what's wrong about selling meat in Yomtev? Shloi Osru L'tabach Lishchait V'limke L'rabim. We learned he's not allowed to speak about money, but Sheikh the Machalik the man, he says, what's wrong? He doesn't understand Rashi. There's a very interesting Balamoyer. The Balamoyer wants to say as follows. The Balamoyer wants to say that they assert a Tabuch to Shech, Kozma, he doesn't show it to Achochem. So, Lemaise, by the Tabuch, so it's like Rias Mumim Shebacher. Says, between you and me, the Tabuch is a bigger mumche than the Chochem. I mean, that's his business. He's a sheikh by profession. He knows better if the Sakin is a kosher Sakin, not a kosher Sakin. Afal Pikein, Chazal said, you have to show it to Talmud Chochem. So that's similar to Don Es Hadin, which they asked, just like Rias Mumin they asked, according to Rab Shimon. Because Pshad is, that is already, that means Mustaf, so why do you have to show it to me? I mean, you know better than me. Afal Pikein, he said, no, they can only shecht if you showed it to Talmud Chochem. So that's equivalent to Donis Adin that Chazal Asel. Rosh Hashanah says, but the Chochem Roye La'atzmoy, fakert by him, it's not like by Bechoyer. By Bechoyer, the Aloch is that the owner of a Bechoyer cannot be Roye Mumim Shalatzmoy. But here, this din of Riyah Sakin is, they only said that Tabach is B'chiv to show to Talmud Chochem. The Talmud Chochem, by him, it's only like a birur. By him, it's not a din, the donus a din. They never made this choyma by a Talmud Chochem. So Mamela is Riyah is Sakin Hatzmoy. And then he lends it to the Tabach. Then they bring from the Bahag a third Mahalach, a Pskor Antrasanta Mahalach. That the Bahag says that we're chayish, maybe the Tabach will go chutz l'tchum lachvuye to show the sakin to the Talmid HaChachomim shedarkom shechachomim hoyekoyim lemedrish besodeis v'chutz l'tchum. It's very minyontev v'histois So the Mele couldn't find too many Talmidei Chachamim in Stuttgart. They were chutz l'tchum, and then I can tell the Tabach to go there. He might take the Sakin chutz l'tchum. Others ask a kasha. Tchumim is ad rabbonon, so it's a gzeire l'gzeire. But al kaponim, that's how the Bahag learns pshat.